For the 8th year, the Berkshire Playwrights Lab will be back doing a gala performance at the Mahawi Theater. Treat Williams will be there, and so will our next guest, Jay Thomas. Of course, Jay Thomas, a well-known actor and radio host who is the star of the Jay Thomas Show on Sirius XM. Jay Thomas, always great to talk to you. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much. I'll be back that first week of June. That'll be great.
Do you know what you're doing yet?
No, I don't know the play yet. You know, it's funny when you read a play or a screenplay, I'm just okay at knowing if it's any good or not. I really have to go, are you sure this is good? Yeah, this is good. So I go, okay. But they'll send me something here soon, and I'll go in and I'll do it, you know?
How do you prepare for something like that? How do you prepare for something that is rather loose just by its definition?
Well, it's not loose after the first day. You know, once you sit down, you'll read it, and then you'll see how you feel about it. And then when you get in and with the other actors or actor or whatever who's going to be with you, you hear it, and a lot, you know, comes up. And it's a lab, so they may do a little rewriting or make it more comfortable for you or explain some things to you. But it's a process, and it's never been done before. So whatever you're doing or adding to it is hopefully helping the playwright.
What do you get out of it as an actor?
You know, it's an acting class. You're stretching a little bit. You know, even though I do television work and stuff, you know, it's just, you know, you get a chance to do something entirely different, and you're in a rehearsal process that's longer than television, you know, TV or even movies nowadays. You're in, look it over, bam, you know, and you're out of there. It's not,
right.
It's not a big process. And they're hiring people that they know are just going to, you know, play that part and see you later. But in these things, you get a chance to stretch a little bit. You know, you play somebody different than you've ever played, or a Southerner, or, you know. So yeah, it's always interesting. And it's funny, you said, well, have you seen it yet? No, I haven't. But I trust that my friend Joe Cricacci will send me something really good. I've had all good ones, so I'm not worried about it.
Joe Cricacci is the artistic director of the Berkshire Playwrights Lab. So I assume it's through him that you got involved in this in the first place.
Yeah, Joe and I have been friends and writing partners, and he's directed me in movies and TV shows. So and one year he sent me a play that was just two of us saying numbers on stage. it's so funny. We just said numbers like, one, two, one, two. And I looked at it. This is ridiculous. This is, and it was really fun, and they figured it out, and it worked out. But that was the craziest one I'd ever done. One and two. Yeah.
and that says a lot about the trust where, oh, okay, well, if you say this is going to work, then I will trust you that this will work.
And I read that and didn't know what that was about. I got it, but I thought, well, we're just saying these numbers for 10 minutes or 15 minutes. It went off great. Of course, you know, the other actor was a pro too, and we did it. Just one and two. That's all we said.
Do you remember how the audience reacted?
They loved it. They loved it. It was a story of a director and a producer, and we were talking about a project. He was one and I was two, and we were arguing about the project. and just it was numbers. I don't remember the dialogue exactly, but there was just a lot of the word one, the word two on a bunch of pages. Yeah, wild.
And this could be different, obviously. What you'll be doing
sure.
On June 6th. Sure.
I wish I could tell you. I just know it's a good evening. You know, it's always, you know, a packed house. It's great to be back in the Berkshires, and it's a playwriting lab. So you're seeing people who are experimenting. It's like seeing a comic, you know, working his or her new routine out. You know, so they're pretty tight once they get up.
Currently plays by Joe Cricacci, Richard Dresser, and R.J. Tolan. When you come and you do something like this, how many days are you in town? What is your commitment?
We're there the week. I think the first to the sixth. So let's say first, second, and third, or fifth, or fourth, and we're rehearsing. And then there's a space. You get on the space, and there'll be you know, we're holding the script in our hands, and then we have a tech rehearsal, let's say on the 5th, and then boom, there you are.
And you're still doing your show. That's what always fascinates me. You're still doing the daily
show. I do the radio show. Yeah, they usually send me over to Concord or a studio or somewhere, and yeah, I do my radio show. Sure. Well, you know, I'm not making the big money there at the Playwrights Lab, so I
do the day job.
I want to get my check at the end of the week. But you know, you're not doing 50 pages of dialogue or you can hold the book. So the pages. So yeah, I will rehearse until, you know, one or so, and I'll go over to the studio. I'll do my show 3 to 6, and then get off. And either we have rehearsal that evening, or I will finish my rehearsal. But you know, from, let's say we go from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m.
And it sounds like
4 or 5 hours is a long time to be doing a 4-page play.
Right. Yeah. And it's not like you're a method actor where you arrive at the studio and suddenly you find yourself on the air saying 1, 2.
No,
right.
I don't carry it with me. If I've killed someone in a play or a movie, I don't kill anyone the next day in real life.
That's good. Actor and broadcaster Jay Thomas will be part of the Berkshire Playwrights Lab Gala on Friday night, June 5th at the Mahewey Theater in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. You can find out more information by going to mahewey.org, mahewey.org, for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.